The North Bay Battalion have even the Eastern Conference final at 2-2 courtesy of a 5-2 win over the Peterborough Petes Wednesday night in Peterborough. The loss for Peterborough is their first of the postseason at home, winning all previous six games. "That's a big effort for our guys for sure," stated head coach Ryan Olayan. "To be able to bounce back in a tough building to play in, give them all the credit, this is why they were undefeated at home. Ultimately, great start by our guys. That just shows how committed they are, how mature they are. We got some timely goals for sure, big effort in net like always, and able to hold on in the third when they made a big push. It feels good to go back home at 2-2. The battalion strike early as Owen Van Steensel gets a short pass from Nikita Tarasevich in the slot and slid it past Michael Simpson for a lead less than 90 seconds in. Kyle Jackson added to the lead after a successful penalty kill as he used his quick release to beat Simpson under his glove, which made it 2-0 Troops at 7:37 of the first. Less than 4 minutes later, Pete's forward Tommy Perdeller picked up his own rebound and put it by goalie Dom De Vincentis to get the Petes on the board. Troops' Ty Nelson's low hard shot fooled Simpson about 8 minutes into the middle frame to give the visitors a 3-1 lead. However, Flyers prospect J.R. Avon cut into the lead for the Petes on an odd man rush on the power play over 14 minutes into the middle frame to make it 3-2. Van Steensel got the two-goal lead back, after getting stopped on a shorthanded breakaway moments before, gets another opportunity and beat Simpson high for a 4-2 lead with just under a minute left in the second. No more scoring until the final minute when captain Liam Arnsba jumped on a loose puck and drove down the right side and slipped it into the empty net to seal the 5-2 win. "I think just sticking to what I do best," Van Steensel said, who posted two goals and an assist. "I try to go out there every night and be a competitor each and every night and make my minutes count. I thought we played a good game, but so did North Bay," offered Pete's head coach Rob Wilson. "They had a great start. We had almost 40 shots, we had most of the possession, we had a lot of big chances, but they had such a great start and we were on catch up all night. I thought their goaltender was exceptional tonight and I thought they cleared a lot of pucks around the crease area when we had opportunities. The numbers don't always tell the game and with the score, I give all the credit to North Bay. That's a big road win and why they are the team they were this year." For Pete's forward J.R. Avon, he might not necessarily agree with his coach's assessment of De Vincentis, who made 37 saves on 39 shots against. "I think if we shoot the puck more, this goalie looks a little shaky right now, so if we keep shooting the puck at him and we get a rebound and away it turns." For Olayan, he is looking forward to the hometown support Friday evening for Game 5. "That's a big change, with the result here tonight going home 2-2. That said, we have to take advantage now of the scenario and the situation. It's not going to be easy. As you're seeing, this is an incredibly difficult series and it's only going to get more intense as it goes on. We like our fans, our building. The seventh man as mentioned in this series has been prominent for both teams in this series. It's going to be important for us to have a good Friday night and get back home." You can catch the game live on the Frontline Game Day broadcast YouTube channel starting at 6:50 p.m.